All right, very happy to be joined now by the new Gloucester High School girls hockey coach, Kate Burnick. And Kate, welcome to MSO.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, there's a lot to talk about. New coach, all kinds of crazy stuff going on, of course, with the pandemic still happening. But let's talk a little bit about your background here, if we could, please. Where are you from, Caitlin, and what's your basic education, and sort of like how do you get to where you are right now? How'd this all work out for you? What's your background?
Well, I went to high school in Madison, Connecticut at Hand, but I didn't always go there. I actually lived in England for a little while, California, and Wallingford, Connecticut.
Okay, hold on. You can't go any further than that. You got to explain that.
My dad actually worked for Pirelli Tires, so we actually traveled a lot. My hockey started in California on rollerblades.
All right.
And then it went to my brother skating one day in the Cromwell, Connecticut rink. And I saw him out there, and I tagged my mom, and I said, I want to go out there and do this. And the next day I was out on the ice at the age of 4.
Okay, all right. How much older is your brother?
He's about 2 years older than me.
Well, okay, all right. And so you didn't mind the cold, and you didn't mind the runny noses and all that stuff. You wanted to be on the ice?
No, still to this day, I love the smell of fresh snow out there. So I was always a winter person.
I love it. When I moved to Massachusetts, I was an Army brat, and I moved to Massachusetts my senior year in high school. Ended up at Gloucester High School. My dad retired here. Well, actually, he was going to Vietnam, and my mom's mother was here. Anyway, I didn't like winter until age 46 when I started skiing, and now it's my favorite part of the year. And we cover all kinds of hockey in the Northeastern Conference. I'm looking forward to covering your games, and we'll get to that in a minute here. Tell me a little bit about your career at Nichols. How'd that work out?
I actually started playing for my freshman year. I was on second line, and during one of the first few games, I actually had a knee injury that ended my hockey career competitively, and I regained myself, and I still play today for adult leagues.
Excellent, excellent. Did you play in high school in Connecticut?
I did. I played for the Connecticut Polar Bears, which is a travel team, and I also played for the high school, the Hand Hockey High School girls team.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I'm trying to figure out forward or defense?
I'm pretty short, so I'm 5'1". And I have been this height since fifth grade. So when I was in fifth grade, I was towering over all the boys, and I played for the boys' team.
Mm-hmm.
And defense is my home position.
Yep.
But I have learned all the positions, actually.
Well, that's why you're going to be...
Tried out goalie 1 year, which is very bad. You never want to see me in the net.
Well, see, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because the goaltenders I talk to, and I mean this with all due respect, they're very much different from the rest of us. So, you know... That I understand that. And the thing about being 5'1", as a hockey player, it kind of really helps you, because you've got a low center of gravity, and you can sort of elude people that way. So that's another good asset. Tell me about your coaching career at Nichols.
My coaching career, I didn't never coach at Nichols. I coached for...
Oh, I'm sorry, at the high school. I'm sorry, excuse me. Yeah, at the high school.
I coached for my high school team that I played for. So I coached at Hand
mm-hmm.
for 6 years as an assistant coach. I also did some training with MB Sports Training
mm-hmm.
out of Norfolk, Connecticut, which is basically off-ice training for a bunch of teams and leagues with boys and girls ages 8 to 18. And I am a manager, or I was a manager and a head coach for an adult league.
Okay, so you have a lot of experience already before you become the varsity coach at Gloucester High School. In coaching hockey in high school as an assistant coach, did you pick up some things here that you're probably going to use as head coach? Did you take some notes or make some mental images about how you want to do things?
Oh, yes, for sure. As I was assistant coach, I was actually very much in the behind the scenes with boosters and doing some team activities outside of the rink, as well as doing fundraising and just community service work with all the players.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I've been able to develop skills and everything like that to be able to adapt to pretty much any situation. And as for us, that comes just so easily to me because I've been such, they call me the rink rat, basically. So.
That's good. Love it. Oh, we love rink rats. Well, the thing is, as you probably know, Gloucester High School has had a girls varsity team and then it was dropped, but the kids got, they got together and put it back together again. It's been, JV hockey last couple of years and now you guys are going, you're going full time now this year as a varsity team. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. We are the first year varsity this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm excited for the season. It's going to be a new fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see what happens because everything is going to go very well and I think that it's going to be, I love beginning from scratch and just creating something and making it manifest into this amazing team.
Well, and the kids want to do it. Is this going to be a mixed team, a combined, or is it strictly Gloucester kids?
This is going to be a co-op team with Rockport as well.
Okay.
I'm excited to get both sides and of the island.
You're getting it, kid. You got it already. That's good. That's good.
Figuring out this.
There you go.
This island works.
Yeah. All right. So, have you met with the kids yet? With the girls?
I have been able to. The Cape Ann League has some of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to see how they play and their skill level. So I'm very excited to see what the high school brings with all the additional players.
All right, now, with it's not written in stone yet, but it looks like, you know, the MIAA is going to allow or try to allow winter sports, and hockey is getting ready to open up, what, in another week or so to get on the ice?
It should be the 14th, actually.
Right, okay, so, yeah, a week from yesterday. And that said, this is, I don't even know how to ask the question, Kate, because... you know, you have so much, there's so much excitement going into a new job as the head coach, a new team, a new town, meeting with the kids, all the things you want to get across to them. But then you got to throw on top of that new rules, new safety procedures with the pandemic and so on. So, how are things working out for you? What's the plan for next week? I'm sure you're going to be wicked busy, as they say, between now and next Monday.
Oh, yes. Well, luckily, with the job I have now, I'm able to understand all the rules that COVID has to involve, and I'm very particular with keeping up with those standards, so I'll have some hand sanitizer for the players every time they come, and face masks will be required, and we'll just roll with the punches, basically.
All right, and I know that you've met with Brian LaFada probably semi-frequently, if not very frequently, and Brian is... he's very hands-on, he's very helpful, and I know that he'll help you guys get whatever you need in terms of practice time. And you can't go in the locker rooms, is that true? Is that the thing now?
Yes, right now there's no locker rooms allowed.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's pretty much, we lose the aspect of the locker room and playing music and all of that, but there are other ways to develop team camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to accept with what the time is now and keep going.
What's the schedule like? I don't know if that's been written up yet, but how many games do you anticipate playing?
We could have 10 to 14 games. It's not just how much right now.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 14.
Okay. And have you had a chance to check out the Northeastern Conference and see what some of the competition is? Or I don't even know. Is that the league you guys are going to be playing in? Will it be the NEC?
It's the
MIAA is the Massachusetts
AA.
Overlook, yep.
And I don't know which division it is, but I take every game as it comes,
okay.
And it doesn't matter who we're playing, when we're playing them, we're going to be a team, and we're going to go in it head on.
All right, I'm going to check in with you in a couple of weeks after you've gotten your, not your feet wet, but your skates on the ice here with some teams, and then we'll take a look at the schedule. And at that point, Kate, I want to ask you about the kids and how, you know, some of your leaders and so on, how it's shaping up. But obviously, it's way too premature for that. Anything else you want to mention about becoming the girls' head coach? I know that we're all excited here in the area on Cape Ann to have a girls' varsity team because the girls have had to play in so many different places over the years. But now to have, hockey is big on Cape Ann, I got to tell you. So everybody's excited about this. So anything else you might want to mention?
You're not going to see a team with more moxie and grit than us, I can tell you that.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, Kate. As I said, I'll check with you in a couple of weeks once this thing gets rolling, and we'll talk about games and we'll talk about the kids.
All right. Sounds awesome. I can't wait for it.
Me too. Thank you so much. Congratulations on being the head coach at Gloucester High, and good luck.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Stay safe. Okay. That is Caitlin. Kate, I've got to say that right now. Kate Burnick, the new Gloucester High School girls varsity head coach in hockey. This is MSO News Sports. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, good. Let me cancel this. All right. That-